Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk a little bit about the world spinning out of control. Because the reality is, the world is not spinning out of control. Now, there is a short story, and there has been a subsequent movie which was loosely based on the same idea called The Butterfly Effect. And in the short story version, a man goes back and like the people figure out how to do time travel. And they warn people that you got to do everything exactly as we need. They go back in time to do a dinosaur hunt. And so the world at that time, they figured out exactly which dinosaurs were going to die, exactly when, exactly what path, that they could time travel back, shoot and kill a dinosaur, grab the evidence, and then go back to the future. And wow, you got a chance to do this dinosaur hunt. That was the original concept. But then they go out this hunt and they come back and everything in the world has changed. And the guy looks down and what had happened is he's warned about staying on this path exactly right. And he had at one point in time fallen off the path and stepped on a butterfly. That is where the name butterfly effect came from. And in course of this world then, he goes back and everything has changed. And because he stepped on that one butterfly, it caused the entire world of the future to change. That was the original premise. Now, the movie itself is quite a bit different. It's the, it's the man and he's like, well, what if I can make different decisions? It was a neat concept. The movie was a neat concept and he keeps on going back and trying. But what he realizes is every time he tries to meddle with it, things go worse, not better, which is certainly an element. And we bring this up because there is a principle in theology that says if any molecule is outside of God's divine will, the entirety of the world is outside of God's divine will. And that is true. And so when we look around from our phenomenological viewpoints and we see the world and go, well, the whole world's going to hell. You know, you hear that oftentimes you're talking to your grandfather and he sees some guy walking down the street with a leash on wearing a dog mask walking and you get the person, you know, walking their pet dog that's really a human wearing a dog costume and declares their world. And the grandpa looks down and says, all right, this whole world's going to hell. You know, the reality is, no, the whole world's not. God is in control of all of this kind of stuff. If any element is outside of God's control, the whole world is outside of God's control. And what we see is there's a lot of theological premise behind this. Now, there are many, many more verses in this that we can talk about. However, what I wanted to do is just look at just a few select verses here. The first one is from John 17. You see, God selected, like Jesus, the perfect man who knows the hearts of all men, selects 12 apostles. Well, one of those betrayed him. Was this, wow, this is a surprise. No one saw this coming. No, in fact, before the betrayal, Jesus says this in his high priestly prayer. You remember the prayer from John 17, whole giant prayer. In verse 12, while I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture would be fulfilled. So God himself organizes the person who would ultimately betray Jesus into the hand of the Jews and the Romans. God orchestrated all that. This was not, things are going out of control, what's going on? No, God, and it was all to fulfill the prophecy that had been spoken many years before that. And so even the selection of the apostles, which led to all of the things which caused the entirety of the disciples to spin off into who knows what. Oh, they're all in a tizzy. Jesus is dead. What are we going to do now? And all of that was orchestrated by God. This is not the world going out of control. In fact, Solomon writes about this in Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet, so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning to the end. You see, even bad circumstances happen because God has made everything appropriate in its time. Even the suffering. You say, why would God give us suffering? Well, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be complete and perfect, lacking in nothing. Take it from a person who has been through a lot of trauma in life, that those are the things which has given me the tremendous strength that I have. All right. The tremendous strength comes from the adversity. And when you look into the world of a child, like you look at, let's just use an external example. Look at Dave Peltzer. This is the author of The Child Called It. And to see the abuses that boy went through as a child, you can look at it and go, man, the whole world's spinning out of control. Even the love of a mother is vanquished from this point. And the reality is he looks back at his life. It gave him tremendous purpose in his life, surviving the circumstances that he had to survive. And that is really, God strengthens us. He refines us by fire. He gives us the trials and the temptations that we have in order to strengthen us, not in order to make us fall. And when we look at these circumstances in life that are going out of control, they're not out of control. Every one of them is perfectly within God's control. In fact, so much so in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God, whom are called according to his purpose." So God himself is going to help us in this manner. Now, there's a few other Psalms in Proverbs speaking to the same principle. Let's look at these ones here. In Psalm 115, verse 3, "Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases." You see, he's up there with this perfect plan that we don't have all the details of. In fact, some people are saying, you know, what if we have elected the Antichrist into office? So Donald Trump could be the Antichrist. You know, if he is or isn't, the fact of the matter is the Antichrist is going to ascend to power. It doesn't matter if he takes it in some authoritarian bloodbath or if he is elected in by a democratic population. It doesn't matter. God has thus organized that the Antichrist is going to reign on earth. There's nothing you can do about that except be prepared as a God, man of God, a woman of God. God is in control. The Antichrist is going to take... What, are you going to stop God's plan? Stop the Antichrist from taking power? Talk about exercises in futility. Okay, but God does what he pleases, and it's all for his love for his people. In Psalm 22:28, "For the kingdom is the Lord's and he rules over nations." And there's times he gives it over. There's that scene in Chronicles of Narnia, right? When the witch comes to Aslan debating over who owns Edward because of his great sin. He says, "The sin was not against you." And in that situation, the witch comes in, "I am the Lord over Narnia." And then some of the people in the midst say, "Oh, how dare you say that?" And Aslan doesn't correct them. He says, "No, all things will be set in place. Let her claim whatever she wants to claim for now." Because God knows that right now there is an adversary, the devil. He roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I didn't have that verse in here. It's in 1 Peter chapter 5. In light of that, the devil is prowling around and he is called the prince of the power of the air. He is one of the de facto rulers of the world right now, if from the phenomenological, that will be set right in due time. But God is the ultimate king over this. And we want to finish with this one, Proverbs 16:4. "The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil." So we have to recognize that when we are looking at these things, that there is certainly great issues. Our world looks like it's spinning out of control, but it's not. Every bit of this is part of God's plan. If our world becomes infinitely better because of who we elected into office, or infinitely worse because of maybe what the dementia in chief patient is trying to do right now, funneling every bit of money, forgiving every bit of debt he possibly can to fund this endless war and to actually try apparently to start World War III, it doesn't matter. God's still in control. It's not outside of his control. So the world is not spinning out of control with God there trying to save it. It is God watching everything going, "Yep, that's in my plan. Yep, that's in my plan. Yep, that's in my plan." And there's going to come a time when as this top goes topsy and turvy and stuff like this, you've seen a top when it starts to lose its momentum, starts spinning, eventually it's going to crash and burn. At that point in time, he's going to stop, grab it, and execute his times of the final days. Our world is exactly where it needs to be. We need to not focus on the crazy spinning of the world. We need to focus on the faith in Jesus Christ. That's what I want to leave you with today. You can have a look over the website, ourwalkinchrist.com. /support. Help support the channel if you are interested in that. With that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out our walkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.